This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series speaking about how the church can end abortion, how pro-lifers in the church can end abortion and protect every innocent human life. And one question we must ask to begin with is, should Christians be working to end abortion and protect innocent human life? Is this something that Christians and the church should actually take up? And we will look today, first of all, at the sanctity of human life and why human life should be protected at every stage of development, beginning all the way from the beginning. And first, we will look at the science. We're told, and we've heard this phrase quite a bit in the last 2 years, listen to the science. And on some subjects, the science seems to change from day to day. And on other times, we've seen that there are certain people that don't want to listen to the science on certain subjects. And one of those subjects is abortion, because the science is actually clear. On day one, this is the beginning of life, is fertilization, or sometimes it's called conception, but legally we really need to use the word fertilization, because doctors have actually redefined conception to not mean fertilization, but to actually mean implantation. So when the preborn child is implanted into the mother's womb, that is when they say that conception actually happens. And what does this do? Well, this means that you can kill the child prior to that. It also means that you can create human life through you've heard of test tube babies being created, and that those babies can actually be experimented on, because they haven't been implanted into the mother's womb yet. Conception hasn't happened. So if our laws define human life as beginning at conception, then we have a problem. We can't protect the human life that's being created in laboratories for the purpose of experimentation and for the purpose of destroying that human life later on. And scientists have, by the way, and they are experimenting on human life. They're creating human life and mixing animal and human genes. We've seen part cow, part humans. We've seen actually glow-in-the-dark embryos that scientists have created by taking a portion of a jellyfish and mixing it with a human embryo and creating glow-in-the-dark embryos that they then destroy a few days later. We shouldn't allow our laws, our society should not allow such experimentation with human life. Human life is also created for the purpose of extracting stem cells and then destroyed. And one day we may actually see human life being created and cared for all the way to birth, and even after birth, for the purpose of harvesting organs. You think this could never happen? Well, let me tell you, there are scientists that would love to see it happen. And we need to establish laws that protect every innocent human life. From this earliest beginning, we see that there's actually marvelous things that happen, and scientists even say that there's a flash of light that happens right there at fertilization. Dr. Jaime Gordon from the Mayo Clinic said, by all the criteria of modern molecular biology, life is present from the moment of conception. Dr. McCarthy, the mirror of the University of Tennessee, says the exact moment of the beginning of personhood and of the human body is at the moment of conception. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. One of the biggest problems we face in America today is absentee fathers. Many children are growing up today without a father in the home. It was Barack Obama who told us what happens when you remove a father from the home. You're 9 times more likely to end up in prison, 6 times more likely to drop out of high school, 12 times more likely to live a life of poverty. It's time we return to doing things God's way. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. On this show, and also in addition to that, we're here to help you with your computer problems in our store or on site or remote. We do this day in, day out. We do take Sundays off to worship God, but other than that, we're here to resolve computer problems and resolve technology problems. So one question that we had that came in last week on, or it really was kind of a comment that came in last week during the show that I didn't see during the show because it came in kind of toward the end, but it was a Facebook comment from Karen, and we were talking about, the various ways that advertisers can, follow you, and how when you go to certain sites, you might see ads at other sites. Maybe you go to visit a sporting goods store or a home furniture store or whatever it is. Then you go over to Facebook and you can start seeing ads for that same store. And what that's called is retargeting. And there are ways that happens, but it happens through cookies. Now, one of the things that Karen brought up that she's been recently browsing in incognito mode to avoid that. So let me switch over to a full screen on the video. I'll verbally describe what's going on for those listening on the radio. But just know, if you're not watching right now on Facebook or YouTube, you can watch later on, and we'll actually have that up for you, and you can watch this at your convenience. But in your browser, each browser is going to be a little bit different. I'm in Firefox, and Firefox has an in private window. Google Chrome and Edge, which is actually based on the core that Chrome is based on, which is Chromium, which was created by, I believe Google is the one that created it, but they gave it away as open source, and Chrome is created based on that. The new Edge is based on that. Vivaldi is based on that. There are a lot of browsers. There are other browsers that are based on it as well. But you're gonna have in the upper right hand corner, you're gonna have three lines or three dots. Depending on the browser, it might be a little bit different. But when you click on that, what we're gonna see is with Firefox, you can start a new private window. With Edge and Chrome, you'll start an incognito window. Basically, what happens here is you load a new window. Now, know that when you install plugins, some of the plugins aren't going to work in private window or an incognito window. And when, for instance, the AdBlock plugins like uBlock Origin, when you install it, it actually asks you if you want it to run, I believe, I know either with that or with Malwarebytes Browser Guard, one of those two, or maybe both of them, when you install them, they ask you whether you want it to run in an in-private mode or incognito mode, and you can choose yes or no. You see here that I don't have any plugins. Typically, I would have the AdBlock or the uBlock Origin, I would have Malwarebytes Browser Guard. So just know, if you do typically have a plugin like a AdBlock, when you go into an in-private session or a incognito session, you're probably not going to have that feature. So that's one thing to realize. And in fact, you are going to see more ads while you're browsing. But you're browsing in such a way that cookies are not going to be saved. So if you wanted to go, let's say you wanted to go to Toys R Us. I'm not sure. Probably is ToysRUs.com. It's been years since I've been there. And it is. It is ToysRUs.com. So if I went here and then I go to Facebook, I close this out and go to Facebook, I'm not going to see ads for Toys R Us. But one thing that you may see, for instance, if you go to, let's say you go to FoxNews.com or CNN.com or MSN.com, you're going to see ads. And, typically I don't see the ads there. And you see, you even have a pop-up there. So you are going to see the ads there on the websites, but one thing that you're not going to see, again, is you're not going to see the tracking that happens from various websites. And I did mention, now, this doesn't mean that you're not going to see ads. I did mention not too long ago that I actually had a situation where I actually got a new computer, and it didn't work out for me. It didn't have all the specs that I needed, so I did end up sending it back. But I did get a new computer, and when I was testing it out and setting it up, I booted it up here in our shop, and actually went out to go to a website and you know, connect it to the internet, install browsers. I think I probably installed the uBlock Origin and Malwarevice BrowserGuard plugins. And then I took it home. And at home, I opened up a blank window of Edge. And one of the things that you can actually see when you go to Edge, I'll switch back over to a full screen just to show you. When you go to Edge and you go to the default start page, one of the things that happens as you go to that default start page is you're going to see various articles. And some of these articles are legitimate articles. Some of them are clickbait, though. And they try to get you to click in and to see. They try to entice you to see what's going on and, you know, to see what's there. And sometimes they're trying to get you to go over there so you can see ads. One of the things that you see on quite a bit is you'll see football, NFL world is a buzz about this. Baseball world is a buzz about this. You know, here's one, 2XGs, including Super Bowl champ, signed with Cardinals. You know, so you'll see, and you know, they don't tell you who it was. So, you know, if you're following, you're kind of wondering, well, who is this? Well, then you might be enticed to click on that. Well, if you click on it, first of all, you're telling Microsoft, I'm interested in this. And Microsoft is then going to start showing you some things like that. So I actually saw an article such as this, you know, that said something like, the NFL world is a buzz about so-and-so. So what I did, I right-clicked on the article, and you can actually do this. You just go up to open link in private window. You could also just copy the link, and then you could open up. If you copy the link, you could click on the three dots, click on new in private window, and then you could just paste that right into the address bar and click enter, and that'll take you to this article. And as you scroll down, you'll be able to read the article and such. So you see it's actually taken a while to load for some reason. I guess it's a video here, and it's going to try to start playing. But anyway, and it's still playing even though I paused it. It just auto played again. But anyway, as I scroll down, you're going to start seeing other articles, and you're going to see as well. My wife is a painter, and she was painting a particular picture of a bird in trees. And going back to my, you know, opening up the computer, brand new computer, I hadn't put in a Microsoft account. I didn't have any personal identification to identify me. But I scrolled down to the bottom, and guess what was at the bottom? The picture that my wife was painting. So Microsoft, even in incognito, they are tracking you to some extent. We'll talk more about that.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Give our shop a call if you choose. The number in the studio, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. The number to our store is 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. So as we were heading out of the last break, or heading out to the last break, one of the things that I was talking about was how on this new computer, without putting a Microsoft account in without importing my browser data over. And in fact, I had never viewed that picture that my wife was painting. That's what is so odd about this. What is so odd is that, again, I had never viewed that. Now, my wife does use an iPad that is linked to my account, and sometimes she sends that over to Google, using Google Voice, so that she can actually get it on a computer, or she might email it. But Apple is not tied to Microsoft, and Google is not tied to Microsoft. And I was actually in Microsoft Edge, which is a Microsoft browser. And again, as I was browsing, and I read the article about whatever NFL team had done something, and the NFL world was quote unquote a buzz about it. And it was clickbait. It really wasn't anything that you couldn't have found out just by going to NFL.com. It would have been just a minor article there, but it's something where they want to get you there. They want to show you ads. And again, as I scroll down to the bottom, right at the bottom of the page, and this page just keeps on going and going and going because more things pop up. But when I got down to the bottom, again, that picture showed up, and it was just really ironic that somehow Microsoft must have known, because again, the browser is a Microsoft browser. Microsoft somehow must have known that someone from our IP address, someone connected to our internet, had gone and looked at that video. And maybe they had looked at that video more than once. And again, my computer, which just didn't have any link to anything that my wife had done, actually showed that picture. And that picture is a common picture of the type of bird that my wife was painting. But it's not common to just see that if you're not looking at painting. So that was odd. Now, one thing I did also see that I wanted to point out is that Edge, Microsoft with Edge, does call this not incognito, but they call it in private window, just like Firefox calls it, even though this is based on the same core that Chrome calls it an incognito window. And again, what happens with an incognito window is you're going to a lot of times your plugins aren't going to load, but your session is kind of encapsulated, so that whatever you do there, when you close it, you're not going to have cookies on your regular browser that are going to tell advertisers that you've been to a certain site. And again, this would be, if you didn't want to see targeted ads, maybe you wanted to go to Lowe's.com and you wanted to look for a grill, but you didn't want to see ads for the grill. That's one way that you could actually do that and not have to deal with the ads. So incognito is something that can help you out, and perhaps if you want to use that incognito or in private, depending on the browser, it's going to do about the same thing. And again, I use it periodically. If I'm going to a site where, in that case, the case of the example I was telling you about, I just didn't want Microsoft to kind of track me. I didn't want Microsoft to track me that I had actually had clicked on that ad or that link to that article, because I don't necessarily want to see more articles about what the NFL world is a buzz about. But it did pique my curiosity enough to click. So that's something that you'll want to you'll want to check out. Now, one thing also, we did want to just get into some of the issues that we have seen recently, and some of the threats that actually happened. Now, we actually had a client of ours that contacted us yesterday, and and said that we had a client that contacted us yesterday that said that there was an issue with something that was that was going on, and so that they actually some of their and this was a an attorney's office, and what they said is that some of their clients were actually receiving emails that purported to be from them that had purported closing documents, a link to a document that was supposed to be closing documents, but people were trying to open the documents and it wasn't from this person, and some of the people didn't open it because they knew it wasn't from the person because it had their email address, but it also had someone else's email address as the sender. So that's something that what we did is we actually looked at that. We scanned their system. We went into their systems. We scanned for infections. We made sure that there's no infections out there. We also went in and checked to make sure and to look and see whether their account, their email account was hacked, because this can happen where your email account can be hacked. And it was interesting that this particular email that was going out was actually an email that this attorney had sent to a previous client, and it was sent to certain contacts in her contact list from her email. So we took precautions. We went into the email account, and we actually changed her email address, and also made sure that we enabled two-step authentication. And we're going to be taking some additional security steps with this particular client. But one thing that you want to realize, first of all, there are people that are out there. There are criminals that are out there, hackers, scammers, that are trying to get into your email address. They're also trying to get into your accountant's email address, your attorney's email address, anyone that you work with. They're even trying to get into your computer company's email address. It hasn't happened with us, years ago, the St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce, their email contact list was compromised, and for the longest time, I was getting scam emails from that said they were coming from the St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce, and it wasn't the Chamber of Commerce. It was just that a hacker was able to break into their account and get access to their email list, and I'm not sure exactly what the hacker got into, but I know they had their email list. Because I was getting emails, and I know if I'm getting emails that other people are getting emails as well. So you have to realize that not only are you a target, but also anyone that you associate with, anyone that you do business with, is also a target. And so this is something that you want to take steps to work to protect your account, but also receive an email that says it's from someone that you do business with and says it has and it does have an attachment and it claims that the attachment is related to something. I want to just caution you, stop and think. Don't just click. Don't just say, well, I know this person, they would never send me anything this bad, I'm going to open this. Stop and think. Are you dealing with this? I mean, this was actually supposedly closing documents. Well, first of all, one question to ask is, am I doing a closing? Am I closing a property? Am I selling something? Secondly, is it time to close? So, if you're not selling anything, that this is a bogus email. You could actually contact the person that the email claims to come from and let them know so that they can alert others so that they don't open that email attachment. Secondly, you want to look at what type of attachment it is. And in this case, it was actually an HTML document. Now, HTML is it's a website. Typically, if you had closing documents, it would come as a PDF. PDF stands for Portable Document Format. It's the number one way that documents are distributed on the internet. And for instance, if you had, let's say, a closing document, the closing company, the title company, would not send that in Word format, because what can happen is you could actually open that. You could actually go ahead and open that and make changes to it, and then sign it and send it back to them. And they don't want to, have to review the document to see if you made changes to it. They want to make sure that you're, signing, pretty much as much as they can, signing what they sent you. So a PDF is a better way of doing that. There are ways of editing PDFs, but it's not easy. Most people can't do it. So they would send you that in a PDF, not in a HTML document. And so what is happening is those scammers are attempting to entice you to click on the link or to open the document. And what will happen if you do that, there's very likely a malicious code that is in there that, depending on your security settings, may automatically launch and may actually attempt to open. And if it does launch and it does open, then what can actually happen is you can actually have a situation where you actually you're not dealing with you're having malicious code launch on your computer. And what can happen when that malicious code launches on your computer is, your computer may be compromised, your computer may be infected, your computer may it may unleash a process that starts encrypting data, and you might be the victim of ransomware where you would have all of your data actually encrypted. So this is something that you want to take precautions against this. Stop and think. A lot of times people just automatically click and don't even read what they're clicking. In fact, if there's a choice yes or no, people don't even read the question. They just click yes or no. They don't know what they're clicking yes to or what they're clicking no to. So read the questions. Read what's there. Do some critical thinking. Pick up the phone and call the person that claims that this email claims to be from. See if they did send you this. Is this something that you need to open? They may not. That person doesn't. Until they start receiving contacts from their clients, they're not going to know that this is going out. You want to protect yourself from this. Don't be tricked into opening a attachment, because it could unleash an attack on your computer. And if your computer is on a computer network, it could unleash an attack on that computer network as well, potentially compromising sensitive files that are on your system to compromise.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Questions maybe help us solve. Also, we cleaned up in the break. I cleaned up the audio. For some reason, Skype, we're connecting to the studios this morning with Skype. For some reason, Skype decided to switch my audio from my headset mic to my webcam, which picks up more room noise. It doesn't have noise cancellation like my mic does. So I do apologize for that, but hopefully it's cleaner now. And we are going to the lines. We have Louise on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio and live technical support, Louise. How can we help you today?
Yeah, Brian, my computer's not even set up, and I use a public computer. And Everything you're talking about has been showing up in my email when I check it at line at the at public place. But mainly my question is, could a hacker use my phone number to get into my stuff or anybody else I'm in contact with on a phone?
Yeah, so your phone number, now, you know, your what you want to do, first of all, what I would suggest you do with all of your accounts, and I, you know, suggest this for everyone listening, enable two-step authentication. So, like, when you go and you log in on a, you know, let's say you log into Gmail or you log into AOL or Yahoo or whatever your email application is, you want to not only have to type in a password, but also have to authenticate a second way by either having them, that provider send you a text, or one of the ways that, that is a newer way of doing multi-level authentication is you using an authenticator app, and it will typically generate a code that you type in. That way, you when you log in, you want to actually have to verify that it's you that's logging in. Also, you want to, if you're logging in on a public computer, you want to make sure that when you log in, there's a little checkbox to remember you and or to stay logged in. You want to make sure that you're not going to stay logged in. You don't want for the next person that uses that computer to be able to access your email address, because you know, they may be, you know, on the up and up and a good person and totally honest, but they may not be also. And you always have to protect yourself against someone that might be, you know, a hacker that might be trying to get in there and maybe get into your information and gather some, maybe, you know, this is your email address and this, these are your contacts. So then they can start sending out emails saying they came from you to your friends and family. Also, when you go to a website, you're checking your email, you can go ahead after you're finished with that, you want to log out of that website to make sure, again, that the next person that uses that computer or someone else down the road, I mean, you know, if you log in, let's say, to Google, and you don't log out, the next, you know, Google will stay logged in for months. It's amazing. I mean, you can have someone 6 months from then that goes into that and you into that library or whatever, you know, wherever you're using a computer, and uses that same computer, can have access to your Google account. You don't want that. You want to log off, and you could even, as we were talking about earlier and showing earlier, I'll switch back over to a full screen to show this on the screen. And if you're viewing this later on, you can actually go and watch this at your convenience, you know, at YouTube and Facebook. You can get the links to both of those at our website. But from your browser, you can actually click on the link here and just open up a new private window. That would be even safer. You're opening up a new private window, you know, on a public computer. Whenever you close out that window, whatever you did in that window is going to be just gone. You know, people aren't going to be able to come in and get access to your account. There's, you know, it's not going to happen as long as you close that out. One thing also, when you go and you use a browser, let's say you're using Firefox or Chrome or Edge, all of the browsers have user accounts. You can log in to a user account with that browser. Now, I don't use this. I don't do this, but we have a lot of customers that do. It can be handy. If you log in, let's say, on one computer with your Google account in Google Chrome, and you go to another computer and you log in, it'll automatically have all of your favorites. It'll have your saved passwords, saved usernames, and all that. But what some people do, they'll go to a public computer or a shared computer. They'll log in on the browser and leave the browser logged in, and they won't actually log off. The next person has access to all of their saved usernames and passwords. And if you've been watching this show, you know that I actually advocate for not saving usernames and passwords in your browser. But there are a lot of people that do, and if you do, and if you use a Google account, and if you log in with that Google account on another computer, you must make sure you log out before you leave. Otherwise, you're giving someone else that maybe on the up and up, maybe they're honest, but if they're not, you don't want to leave them, give them the ability to get into your data. Now, you mentioned specifically your phone. Now, you know, phones, you're typically not going to have a hacker that's actually going to switch over and be able to get into your phone. But if you do have an Android phone, there are some, you do need to be very cautious about what apps you install. And when you install, one of the things I used an Android phone for a few weeks early on when I first started using a smartphone, I actually had an iPhone that I was using for certain purposes, but I purchased, my plan included a free Android phone, but I had to use that Android phone for a certain period of time. And so I used this Android phone, and one of the things I was very surprised about was how much permission apps ask for. Like, for instance, just using a flashlight app, you have to give it rights to your camera. And part of that makes a little bit of sense because it does have to turn the flash on. But what was happening with Google apps, some of the apps on the Google Android phone, some of the camera apps even, were actually listening to you. Not just using the flash, the light, but they were actually listening to you. Maybe even using there are a lot of apps that don't need access to a lot of things that with Google, they're asking for these things. And some apps are legitimate and some are not. And you can actually also, with an Android phone, you can get apps from places other than the Google Store. Even apps from the Google Store aren't always safe. But if you're getting apps from another place, you really, really, really need to know that it's a good, legitimate app and that it's not going to be spying on you. There are even apps that appear to be legitimate for a while that actually are spying on people. So you do want to be cautious. Some of the things I've seen with Google phones, with people that aren't as careful on what apps they install, in addition to the spying, I've seen actually people that are, would just automatically, their phone will just automatically start playing a video. They didn't click on it. They won't even be touching the phone, but the phone will play a video and it's audible. You can hear it. And there's an app there that's doing that, that's causing that to happen. So you do, if you have an Android phone, you want to be cautious with that. I don't know, they are more susceptible to infection, much more susceptible to infection than an Apple phone, because an Apple phone, Apple really, really controls what goes into the Apple store. And Apple has taken big steps to protect your privacy. And I appreciate that. I use it, I use an iPhone, and I appreciate the steps that they take to be secure. Now, there are certain things that I can't do on my iPhone that I could do if I had an Android phone. There are certain apps that I can't install, but that's a part of, you kind of have to take a trade-off there. But, again, when you're using a public computer, that's the biggest thing, is I would make sure that you're logging in, but then make sure that you're not checking to log in all the time. If you're logging into the main profile, do not save your username and password. When you're finished, log off. And also, for all of your accounts, it would be very beneficial to set up two-step authentication. Again, that's where you would not only have to type your password, but you would also have to verify that it's you by using maybe a code that's texted to you, or a code that's called to you, or a code that comes to an email, or a code that comes through a authenticator app. There are various ways of doing this. And then also, one of the things that I've heard, this kind of boggles my mind, but I've heard that some people get so used to verifying codes and, some of the two-step authentication actually just pops up and asks you, are you trying to log in? Do you want to allow this login? And sometimes people, we talked earlier about getting just mindlessly clicking on something without reading it, without knowing what you're clicking on. Some people get so accustomed to clicking yes, allow, that a hacker actually will be trying to get into their account and will somehow have figured out their password and is trying to log in, and they get a two-step authentication that asks them, is this you? Do you want to allow this login? And some people are actually clicking allow. Now, that, again, that boggles my mind. I just want to, again, just encourage everyone, slow down, think about things, read things. Don't just click. Know the, try to understand the ramifications of what you're doing. If you're not sure, one of the things that we do offer, some of our customers will actually call us up and they'll ask us, is this legitimate? Should I click on this? And if we have remote, we can't really do this on a public computer, but if it's your computer, we can actually, even establish a remote session and see what you're seeing on the screen. We can analyze an email, see, is this a legitimate email? We want to make sure as much as possible that we can protect you. And one of the things that we have to protect you from is we have to protect you from yourself as well. Because, again, if you click on a link, if you open an attachment without clicking on it, without really thinking, hey, is this an attachment that I should be clicking on? Is this something, am I expecting this type of document? Even if you are expecting that type of document, make sure it's the type of document that you're actually expecting. And you want to use discernment and don't just be click happy. You want to actually read what you're clicking on and make it.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title of tomorrow's sermon is, Should Christians Seek to End Abortion and Protect Every Innocent Human Life?
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center.
You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. One of the biggest problems we face in America today is absentee fathers. Many children are growing up today without a father in the home. It was Barack Obama who told us what happens when you remove a father from the home. You're 9 times more likely to end up in prison, 6 times more likely to drop out of high school, 12 times more likely to live a life of poverty. It's time we return to doing things God's way.